You.
The word is just one syllable, a barely audible rush of air. Yet it's enough of a bucket of cold water, a dose of reality, to make me press a kiss to the back of her neck before stepping away. You better get dressed, I gruff, smacking her on the ass. She glares at me over her shoulder.
I hate when you do this.
Do what? There's no answer, but there doesn't have to be. Her point is clear and noted. For the record, I hate when I do this too, but it has to be done. The bed squeaks again as I climb to the center and drop onto my side, wincing from the minor shot of pain in my rib. Propping my head up with one hand, I watch her sweep around the room, readying herself to leave. I'd have no problem watching her move around my space all night. I'd actually love it, if I didn't have to feel the awkwardness that comes with her departure. I could just let it be. Let her give me a weird look and walk out and leave it at that. Truth be told, I've let that happen with more girls than I care to count, but not with Camilla. Every time she leaves could be the last. And also, unlike the girls before her, and most likely the girls that will come after, it would bother me to think the last time she was here ended on a sour note. I'm a diversion in her life. I get it.